Perplexed. Lord Brahma, the first spiritual master, supreme being, supreme, supreme, could not trace out the source of his glory. He could not trace out where from he born, and what to speak of other things. This is our interest. We do not know where from we have come, and where we have to go, and why we are suffering. And we are proclaiming ourselves, M.A., Ph.D., D.S.C. and so on. But we do not know where from we come. Anyway, I'm a scientist, any scientist, big scientist, M.A., Ph.D., D.S.C. asking that where from you have come and where you will go. He will think that I have come from the womb of my mother. That's all. Where from you came to your womb, the womb of your mother. The father injected. Where your father got you. His answer will be. So, this is the problem. Nobody is self-independent. Everyone is dependent on Krishna. Mayadhakshina, prakriti, siyati, satya. Everything. Aham adihi, divaram, in Bhagavad Gita. And the origin of all the demigods, the Brahma is also demigod. Brahma is born out of the lotus stem, which is grown from the abdomen of Vishnu. So, he has to find out the source of his birth. That is stated here. Could not trace out the source of his lotus seed. And while thinking of creating the material, that he was to create, he was born, he was given birth, just to assist Vishnu to create. Then he could not understand the proper direction how to create. These are the actual problems. Everyone is trying to create. The creative energy is there in every living entity because he is part and parcel of the original creator. But he cannot create independently. These rascals, they do not. They will say accident. Necessity, what is that? Rascal, he has written book.
Chance and necessity. Chance and necessity.
Chance and necessity. You feel some necessity and there is a chance by physical level. The rascal does not, the chance is not a physical. The chance is given by Krishna. You are so much anxious for this, or like, here's it, quench it, come on. They take it, it has taken by chance, accident. There are many chemists who are discovering many compositions, mixing this liquid in the test tube. And all of a sudden, they see that it has come successful. They take it a chance. So therefore, their rascal brain cannot understand that it is the chance, it is not chance, it is an opportunity given by Krishna to you. You are so much laboring hard, all like this. Matta smriti jnanam apohanancha, the Bhagavad Gita. I gave that intelligence. They take it as chance. There is no question of chance. When you become perplexed, you want to do something, Krishna gives you the opportunity, all right, do it. That is His mercy. There is no question of chance. There is nothing like chance. This is foolish proposition. Everything, this, like, this flower is coming. There is immense manufacturing process. Suppose if you want to manufacture a flower like this, you have to secure so many things. The color, the ingredient, the paper, the brass, so many. Still you cannot do like this. So if your nonsense artificial flower takes so many instrumental assistants, brain. How do you think that this has come automatically? There is brain. It is not chance. You have not no eyes to see. Therefore you call chance. But a devotee, he sees. He does not see this flower. He sees the hand of Krishna, how he is preparing. How is preparing Krishna? Therefore, a devotee does not see anything except Krishna. Because he sees the craftsmanship hand of Krishna, how he is preparing. He sees Krishna. He does not see this flower. The rascal sees this flower and he thinks that it is coming out by chance. No chance. There is no question of chance. Parasya Shakti Vividai Vasriyate. He is intelligent, his energy, he is so subtle and working. It's like we have got so many examples, electronic. There is one typewriter there, and there is one typewriter here. And one pushes the key there and here. Cut. So the one who does not know rascal, he says, it is chance. It's not chance. There is electronic work. They have discovered something, how Krishna's energies are working. This is electronic. There's a television. One man talking 5,000 miles away. And the man is seen by electronic. It is immediately transferred. Now the fool will see, it is chance, it is something. No, there is work, but you cannot see how the method and process of the work is going on. There is everything working. Not chance, there is no question of chance. Everything is there, but Krishna's power, energy is so subtle, that so inconceivable by us, we cannot understand. Mayardhapkena prakriti isyati satya asaram. Krishna says, don't take it as chance. Mayardhapkena, under my superintendence, I am directing. Direction. Here is direction. You could not find out the direction. He could not understand the proper direction. The direction has to be taken from Krishna. Then everything will be done. Otherwise, there is no question of chance or what is that? Necessity? Chance. No, there is nothing like that. There is nothing like that. There is nothing like a miracle. For me, it is miracle. Just like somebody was asking me some money, so I have no money. I simply write here, go to Samsung, and he presents the slip, and he gets immediately $100. So he will think it is chance. There is simple little paper, produce $100. Foolishly he may think that there is something magic. He has written something. But no, there is some arrangement. There is no question of chance. Everything is there, arrangement. Everything is direction. But our insufficient brain, because with our teeny brain, we think that we are all successful, we are all perfect. Therefore, we rascal. We take it as chance and necessity and like that. There is no certainty. Even Brahma could know. The actual creator of this universe, what you have created? He has created so many planets. So he could know. And what we are? So these are rascal level. There is no question of chance, there is no question of accident. Everything is working under subtle laws, under subtle direction of Krishna. No, you did.
purport?
If you understand Krishna, just like I was speaking, that the devotee does not see how the flower is growing. He sees Krishna is working, just like a painter is painting some flower, and I am seeing. So, similarly, he sees Krishna, Krishna's hand in it. That is explained, isn't it? And as soon as you know the Lord, then you know everything. That is Vedic injunction. Jasmin vijnate sarvam idam vijnatam bhavanti. Knowing whom, one can understand everything. Then?
One who knows this.
Therefore, our process is to know everything through Krishna. That is perfect knowledge. Or through Krishna's representation. That is perfect knowledge. Otherwise, sama eva hi kevala. Sama means labor. Sama eva hi kevala. So,